Hey, 15 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, Bob Grammons, James Timberlake over on the chair this morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
All right.
There was a very interesting fog rolling in
It's like a creepy fog.
It was going away, so it was like from Main Street till, or from Main Street, from my house to Main Street, there's nothing, like there's, you can see everything, there's no fog, but right. As you're going up the hill, it's dense. So it's like, I was catching the tail end of the fog, it was really cool.
Yeah, so careful, because you could encounter no visibility in a fraction of a second,
mm-hmm.
So you gotta be...
Pretty much.
Yeah, safe out there, sun's out, fog's moving around. Every time I see fog, I think of Steven Spielberg.
Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Okay.
I think of Stephen King.
Yeah, the Mist.
Yeah, The Mist. Yeah.
I don't know why Steven Spielberg didn't make that.
Yeah, he didn't do anything on that line. Robert Hayes, Airplane, the movie, actor, 78, Robert Hayes. Look at he's Googling
it.
Yeah, he's typing.
I
can hear you. Okay.
Airplane's one of my favorite comedies ever made.
Oh.
Easily.
All right. Good.
I'll quote that movie all the time.
Hey, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman fame.
Mm-hmm.
Actress. She's 74 today.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Barry Bonds. Okay.
Legend.
Former Major League Baseball player.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Home run record with the asterisk.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask, I guess.
I know, right? I know. I get torn on that back and forth.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
He's a great player, okay? But did the enhancement make him be the home run king?
Here's the thing, and this is something I explain to people every single time I talk Barry Bonds. If you just eliminated the years that we know he was taking steroids, for a fact that we know he was taking steroids, he'd still be the only player in the history of the MLB to have 500 home runs, 500 stolen bases. He'd have 3 MVPs, be one of the greatest defensive and offensive outfielders in the history of the game. And that is even without about 2000, 2001 to 2007, essentially, which was the years that we knew for a fact
right. That
he was taking steroids. So,
okay.
I mean, it eliminate those years, fine. But...
Right.
That he's still a Hall of Famer.
All right. James, you were doing baseball last night.
Yeah, I was.
All right. We got baseball tonight on the radio.
We do. Jets are playing.
Jets are playing a state tournament. We're going to have it on the radio for you on KWIO, 1410 AM, 106.9 FM. It will be on the radio. I believe Shane Parker is going to have that call tonight.
Shane Parker will be on the call, yep.
All right. So, what time does that game start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So, around 7, Shane will be on the air. With Jets baseball tonight, radio only, KWIO.
And then if they win, they'll play again Friday at 7 p.m. If they lose that first game, they'll play at 1 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, there we go.
That's how it looks.
All right. Did I say Barry Bonds was 61?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is 61 today.
I just want to make mention of that.
And that's weird to think about.
You know, I know. Jennifer Lopez, singer, actress, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. She's 56 today.
Okay.
Looking good. 1704, Great Britain takes Gibraltar from Spain.
Oh, okay.
In 1704.
A long time ago.
I know.
Yeah. How about that? There's my opinion.
1847, Mormon leader Brigham Young and followers arrive in Salt Lake City in 1847. In 1862... Martin Van Buren, the 8th president of the United States, he dies in Kinderhook, New York on this date. 1866, Tennessee is the first Confederate state readmitted to the Union after the Civil War.
Which one was it?
Tennessee. In 1866.
What's the nickname for Tennessee? They all have nicknames. The
states?
Yeah, because ours is the... Oh, no.
Cowboy State?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Florida's the Sunshine State.
Right.
Georgia's
I don't know.
The
you'll
Peach
have to,
State,
you'll have to Google it. What's the nickname for Tennessee? And then you'll know. So we have instant access.
Volunteer State.
The Volunteer, yes. Okay.
Do you know why they're called that? Fun fact. I know
you
this.
You know this?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I remember.
I'm ready.
They are a Volunteer State because they sent volunteers. There you go. In the... in the War of 1812.
Oh, okay.
Like 2,000 soldiers, if I remember, which for back then was a ton.
All right. Very good fun fact there. I don't know if it's fun or not, but it's a fact.
Wrong use of words.
Yeah. But it's all right. Little tidbit of info we didn't know today, so we learned something.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific on the state.
Cool.
1979, a Miami jury convicted Ted Bundy, first-degree murderer in the slayings of Florida State University sorority sisters Margaret Bowman and Lisa Levy on this date. 1979. 1990, Iraqi forces started amassing in the Kuwait-Iraq border on this date. Mm-hmm. Today is Amelia Earhart Day.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I guess it is. Yeah. Oh, today's Cousins Day. Love it. National Cousins Day.
There we go.
I know.
Amelia Earhart's birthday.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Today is July 24th, her birthday. She is still, by the way, fun fact. I don't know why I keep saying that. Fact for you.
Fact for me.
Yeah. She's still, from what I'm looking at here, she was pronounced dead January 5th, 1939, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But there's no confirmation because she, you know, disappeared.
Right. Right. Now.
So, pronounced dead. There's pronounced no actual dead. Death date.
Right. But today's Cousins Day.
That's not a fun fact.
I know, it's not a fun fact.
I'm really bringing it down here.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
All right. Something we learned today. I didn't know it was her birthday. So, there you go. Cousins Day today. Love my cousins. Grew up with them. They were like brothers. We really didn't think of each other as cousins because we grew up on the farm.
Right, it's a little different when it's...
Right, so it's Cousins Day. He wants to have some famous cousins. Sure. Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart are cousins.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't. Celine Dion and Madonna.
I knew that.
Are cousins.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis are cousins.
Okay.
Quincy Jones is a cousin of George Washington and Tennessee Williams.
Okay. I
did know this one. Former President George Bush and Colin Powell are distant cousins.
Yeah, I knew that one, too.
Yeah. Brian Wilson and Mike Love are cousins. Didn't know that.
Who is it? I don't...
Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt and President Ulysses S. Grant were fourth cousins.
I knew that one.
Yeah. And the late Rip Torn and Sissy Spacek.
Cousins. Rip Torn?
Comedian.
That's a great name.
I know. Is it
Rip Torn? It cannot be real.
Today's drive-through day. Do a drive-through.
Sure.
All right. Refreshment day today. Pioneer Day, probably because of Mormon or the... brain loss. Because Mormon leader Brigham Young arrived in Salt Lake City. So I'm assuming that's why it's Pioneer Day. You know, if you're really cool, if you're in the southern part of the state and you have a chance to stop at the by Independence Rock and that hole where they did the carts through there and all of that, there's a great information center on Hell's Gate, how they went through that. And, yeah, it's really fascinating. Good stuff. You want to stop by there? I stopped by there once.
Just once, though, you said.
Well, yeah. Well, once I go to something, I don't know. I usually don't go back.
Really? You've never made a...
Even though it's way cool. Okay. Got it. Usually when I'm in that part of the state, James, I'm going from point A to point B as fast as I can.
Well, yeah, that's
destination. Fair. So you really don't want to stop and throw yourself off. Okay. A study. University of Manchester... 10,000 dating app users found that guys swipe right on women who they think are out of their league.
Oh, yeah. I 100% believe that.
And women will get more swipes overall, are pickier, and choose guys who are closer to their level of popularity. So there you go, guys.
Men,
if you're using the dating app and you swipe and you see that she's out of my league.
She might be. Keep swiping, you know.
Keep swiping. Okay, just keep swiping.
Yeah,
then.
I mean.
All right.
Just keep going. Maybe she is.
Maybe she is. She probably is. She's out of your league. All right. James, do you sleep with your eyes open? Of course you don't know that.
Right. I would hope I don't.
Okay. This is weird. You walk over to your friend who's asleep on your couch.
I would assume they were dead if they're sleeping with their eyes open.
I know, right? But you're freaked out because his eyes are open, like wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But he's asleep. It's a long term.
What a thing?
It is. It's nocturnal lagophthalmos or something like that. It's a long alphabet name.
Yeah.
And according to the National Sleep Foundation, 5 to 20% of people have it. Sleep with your eyes wide open.
5 to 20%?
Sleep with your eyes wide open? How creepy is that?
Wow.
Wow.
I would be like, oh, my friend's dead. That's not good. I got to call 911.
No, you're sleeping. You look over and you're like, your sleeping partner is like, no. Actually, sleeping without eyes shut can really mess up your sleep, too, because of the light. How do you sleep with your eyes open? Causes lots of things. Dry eyes, of course, blurred vision.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know what, another one. I don't think we... We probably have a lot more problems going on with our sleep, just as human beings in general, than we probably give credit for. Like, that's probably something that, not that specifically... But sleep problems probably plague us a lot more than we realize.
Oh, I know, right? Heck yeah. Okay. In the UK, a woman, unhappy. She could not get her new washing machine fixed. After the third repairman couldn't fix it, she blocked his van in the driveway and said, "You're not leaving until you fix it." He called police. She ended up getting a new machine. No charges filed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. In your lifetime, James, you're going to down 86 million calories. Wow.
Wait, you're going to down, like, eat 36 million calories?
86 million calories. Whoa. In your lifetime. Your heart will beat 3 billion times. You're going to generate 10,000 gallons of saliva. Wow. You're going to blink 434 plus million times.
Okay.
You're going to drive 798,000 miles.
That's a lot.
And you're going to spend 37,000 hours inside your car. You're going to sit at a traffic light 4,000 hours. And you're going to walk 35,000 miles. You'll spend 18,140 hours talking with others.
Wow.
Okay. You'll watch 9 years worth of TV. No way.
I believe that.
You may, not me.
You might still.
No.
Who knows?
I could live without TV. You'll work 90,000 hours.
That's low.
That seems
low. That feels low.
That does seem low, doesn't it? And you're going to sleep 217,000 hours. Okay.
I'm doing the math here. 90,000 divided by 40 hours a week. That's 2250.
Tell us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know peas are fruit?
Sure. No. Yeah. No, I didn't.
You didn't know that? Okay. The pod of a...
I always associate fruit with sweet.
Yeah, right. The pod of a pea plant is the fruit, and the peas inside are the seeds.
Oh. Is there any other food that you eat the seeds of? I guess sunflower seeds, yeah.
Yeah, lots of other ones.
Would sunflowers be a fruit?
No.
You're eating the seeds.
I don't think so. No, they're not.
Like peas are the seeds.
Okay. What animal is eaten before it's born or after it's and after it's dead?
Before and after it's dead?
Right. This animal is eaten before it's born and it can be eaten after it's dead.
Fish. A caviar and then... Whatever comes after caviar.
That's a great idea. I like that, but it says chicken.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because
eggs.
All right, that makes sense.
Eggs, you're eating them before, and then you're eating chicken afterwards.
By the way, I just Googled it. Sunflower seeds are technically considered fruits.
See?
Wow. So if you're having some seeds, if you're having some sunflower seeds as a driving break or whatever... You're eating some fruit.
All right. Good for you. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.